Constipation occurs when stools are difficult to pass. Some people are overly concerned with frequency because they've been taught that a healthy person has a bowel movement every day. This is not true. Most people pass stools anywhere from 3 times a day to 3 times a week. If your stools are soft and pass easily, you are not constipated. Constipation is present if you have 2 or fewer bowel movements each week, or you do not take laxatives and have at least 2 of the following problems at least 25% of the time. Straining, feeling that you do not completely empty your bowels. Hard stools, or stools that look like pellets. A feeling of being blocked up, or not being able to pass stools unless you put a finger in your rectum or use manual pressure to pass a stool. Constipation may occur with cramping and pain in the rectum caused by straining to pass hard, dry stools. There may be some bloating and nausea. You may also have small amounts of bright red blood on the stool or on the toilet tissue caused by bleeding hemorrhoids or a slight tearing of the anus called an anal fissure as the stool is pushed through the anus. This should stop when the constipation is controlled. There are 3 types of constipation: normal movement of stool through the intestines, known as transit, slow transit constipation, and outlet delay. 2 of the most common types of constipation are normal and slow transit, also called functional constipation. Lack of fiber is a common cause of functional constipation. Other causes include irritable bowel syndrome, travel or other change in daily routine, lack of exercise, immobility caused by illness or aging, medicine use, overuse of laxatives, and pregnancy. Constipation is sometimes a sign of another health problem, such as diabetes, hypothyroidism, or hypercalcemia. Constipation is sometimes caused by poor muscle tone in the pelvic area, which can also be called outlet delay. Excessive straining, needing manual pressure on the vaginal wall, or feelings of incomplete emptying may be a symptom of this type of constipation. Outlet delay constipation is caused by physical disorders that cause loss of function, such as colon cancer, uterine prolapse, or rectal prolapse, scarring or adhesions, or injury caused by physical or sexual abuse, nervous system diseases such as Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, or stroke, spinal cord injury, pain from hemorrhoids or anal fissures, and delaying bowel movements because of convenience issues or because having a bowel movement causes pain. Constipation is more common in people older than 65. People in this age group are more likely to have poor dietary habits and increased medicine use. Older adults also often have decreased muscular activity of the intestinal tract, which increases the time it takes for stool to move through the intestines. Physical problems, such as arthritis, may make sitting on the toilet uncomfortable or painful.
How is constipation treated?
Constipation can be treated at home. First, try gentle exercise. Take a short walk each day. Gradually increase your walking time until you are walking for at least 20 minutes. Make sure you drink enough fluids. Most adults should try to drink between 8 and 10 glasses of water or non-caffeinated beverages each day. Avoid alcoholic beverages and caffeine, which can increase dehydration. If you have heart failure or kidney failure, talk to your health professional about what amount of fluid is right for you. Include fruits, vegetables, and fiber in your diet each day. Have a bran muffin or bran cereal for breakfast, and try eating a piece of fruit for a mid-afternoon snack. Schedule time each day for a bowel movement, after breakfast, for example. Establishing a daily routine may help. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry. When you sit on the toilet, support your feet with a small step stool that is about 6 inches high. This will help flex your hips and place your pelvis in a more normal squatting position for having a bowel movement. If you are still constipated, add some processed or synthetic fiber, such as Citracell, Metamucil, or Pertium, to your diet each day. Try a stool softener such as Colace if your stools are very hard. Try a rectal glycerin suppository. Follow the directions on the label. Do not use a suppository more often than recommended on the label, and do not use it while you are breastfeeding unless your health professional tells you to. In difficult cases of constipation, it is better to try a saline or osmotic laxative such as Fleet Phosphosoda, Milk of Magnesia, or Lactulose. You should not take these types of laxatives if you are on a sodium-restricted diet or have kidney problems or high blood pressure. Osmotic laxatives do not irritate the colon or cause dependence on laxatives like stimulant laxatives can. You may occasionally need to try a stimulant laxative such as Ex-Lax or Phenamint. Use these preparations sparingly. Overuse of stimulant laxatives decreases the tone and sensation in the large intestine, causing dependence on using laxatives. Regular use may interfere with your body's ability to absorb vitamin D and calcium, which can weaken your bones. Do not use laxatives for longer than 2 weeks without consulting your doctor. If you are still constipated, call your doctor. Talk to your doctor before using an enema. Your doctor may need to check your symptoms or may suggest a different way to treat your constipation.